people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
There was a virgin whose name was Mary in the town of Galilee. She was pledged to a man named Joseph. Both had descended from David. God sent his angel Gabriel to visit Mary.
Be not afraid, I have good news. The power of the Most High God will overshadow you, and you will be
by the stirring revelation. All I know is I can hardly breathe. Will it be all right if he has my eyes? Who am I that heaven even knows my name?
Disturbed. The power of the Most High God has come over her, and she will be, call him son, or would that be too familiar? How am I to know how things should be? Do I speak his name, or whisper quiet hallelujahs? When I finally see this tiny king, let your will be done. But can I call him son? I am just a simple man. I but it's an honor to be a father. So let your kingdom come, my Savior and my Son. All these things the angel tells me spin like circles in my mind.
Oh, and it is all so overwhelming, yet it's so divine.
So divine. I am just a simple man.
But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
Thank you.
It was just one star. It was just one light shining over Bethlehem on a cold December night. A host of heaven's angels watched in wonder at the sight of one star, one holy night. It was just one star, it was just one light, reflecting heaven's glory through the newborn baby Christ. It glistened with the splendor of the Father's glorious light. One star, one holy night. One star, one holy night. Shining up, burning bright. A candle shining up.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying.
Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to do what the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God.
Anna came up to them and gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Simeon said, "Sovereign Lord, my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel."
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Today we have read in Scripture and watched portrayed the beautiful story of God sending His only begotten Son to earth.
This story is so familiar to most of us, and yet it never seems to get old. We watch in wonder as the angel appears to Mary and then to Joseph. We follow them to Bethlehem and are amazed once again as no room is found and Jesus is born in a stable and laid in a manger.
We thrill to angels shouting, "Glory to God in the highest," and we rush off with the shepherds to find Him. We follow the Magi and bow in worship at His feet.
Yet what we have seen is only the beginning of His story. We hear again the reason for His coming in an ancient prophecy from the book of Isaiah.
He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, He was despised, and we held Him in low esteem.
Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered Him punished by God, stricken by Him, and afflicted.
But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all.
What an incredible gift God gave us that first Christmas. We stand in awe of the love we see in the manger and the mercy we see in every day He walked this earth.
Speechless because
is the story of Emmanuel, God with us.
The night our salvation came into the world.
The moment God offered heaven's best to us.
The place we bow and say, we love you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to save us.
Our opportunity to say once again, we believe you are our Messiah and our King.
So let our hearts be filled with hope because he is here and every prophecy has been fulfilled.
Let our lives be laid down in worship before him.
And let us rejoice because Christmas has come and Jesus is born.